Exclusive: Sebastian Gorka on Trump in 2024. You know he's running. I know he is running. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on December 11, 2021. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, a former deputy assistant of former President Donald Trump, appeared on Breitbart News Saturday and said, "You know he's running. I know he's running," when asked about the likelihood of Trump running for president again in 2024. Listen. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle opened the interview discussing with Gorka the likelihood that former President Donald Trump will run for office again in 2024. "You know he's running, I know he is running. It's just the question of when he announces, Matt," said Gorka. Boyle then asked Gorka if he thought Trump would have a historic landslide victory if he ran again. Gorka said the fate of Trump's 2024 candidacy lies in the hands of the GOP. "It depends if the GOP pull their finger out and finally actually does something when it comes to election integrity," Gorka said. "We have never seen a president stumble so epically as this old senile guy in the White House right now." Gorka then mentioned Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris's abysmal approval ratings and said that anybody who voted for Biden is gonna want to get rid of the Democrats. "We've got to make sure, especially at the state level, that the GOP does its work, and the legislators don't allow the governors and the secretaries of state to pervert the election next time," he cautioned. Boyle then talked about the House Freedom Caucus's recent announcement of its intention to establish versions of the Freedom Caucus throughout state legislatures, starting with the Georgia State House. "I love the idea of having a Freedom Caucuses everywhere. Kind of an organic field for next time. However, it doesn't stop what Mark Zuckerberg did," said Gorka. "So we have to make what Mark Zuckerberg did an illegal offense in every single state of the nation." The idea that he could drop almost $500 million to privatize the election process, have private citizens running elections, drop boxes in Democrat districts, not in Republican districts. Boyle agreed with Gorka that laws need to be passed to prevent private actors from funding our election process. "I don't care whether you're the Koch brothers. I don't care whether you're George Soros. I don't care what your politics are, this should be illegal," said Gorka. The idea that we have, you know, voter ID in Mexico, the idea that in India, now the world's most populous democracy, we have voter ID. But here in America, we can just have private citizens come in. I mean, what happens next time? What happens if, you know, Mark Zuckerberg and Dorsey, now that he's a free agent, what if they drop, not $500 million but to $2 billion or $3 billion? He asked. "So I don't care what your politics are. The idea that America is the only nation on God's green earth that was able to put men on the moon 6 times, that country can't have secure elections. We've got to stop it. If you disagree with the objective that every legal vote should be counted, then you are part of the problem and you don't believe in America," he added. Boyle then shifted the conversation to Georgia politics, discussing the race for governor and Trump's latest endorsement of former Senator David Perdue over Governor Brian Kemp. Gorka said that the litmus test for Republicans nationwide should be whether they question the legitimacy of the 2020 presidential election. "There's a very simple litmus test for anybody who has an R behind their name right now, and you know, Kemp failed this test. What do you say about the last election? Do you think that legitimately, a senile old man who hid in his basement for 6 months got more votes than the first black president in America? If you believe that, then you are not a Republican. You are a Reno and you are a facilitator of the left. Don't talk to me about lack of evidence in court cases when we have CCTV footage of the poll workers after the GOP poll watchers are escorted out of the building, pulling suitcases of ballots from their hiding place under the table," Gorka said. While talking about Republicans in name only, Boyle brought up the 13 Republicans in the House and 19 Senate Republicans who voted for the Democrats' infrastructure bill. Then, he asked Gorka how Republicans will shift the dynamic and get rid of the Democrats supporting Republicans in the midterms. Gorka mentioned that in the 90s, under Newt Gingrich's leadership, Republicans ran candidates in almost every district across the nation, even deep blue districts. This strategy led to upset victories for wildcard GOP candidates. Boyle lauded the trajectory the Republican Party is taking post-Trump, noting that Tennessee replaced Senators Bob Corker and Lamar Alexander with Senators Marsha Blackburn and Bill Hagerty. I think Americans are fundamentally defined by common sense, and a lot of people who weren't political are going to wake up, he said. Gorka then mentioned how only a handful of Republican politicians stood up for those imprisoned after the Capitol riots on January 6. I mean, we still have hundreds of people who are being persecuted politically. People in solitary confinement in Washington, D.C., for what? For trespassing? People who haven't even got a court date and won't see a judge until next May, he said. And what is the GOP doing about it? Nothing. Gorka called Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, a fake Republican who doesn't believe in MAGA, and that he needs to be challenged politically. He also made his case to Breitbart News Saturday listeners to get involved politically within their communities. So yes, you know, it's exciting what's happening on the national level and the state level, but we need to do what the left did. All politics is local. So you have to ask yourself, if you listen to Breitbart, if you listen to Matt, if you read Breitbart.com every day, at the end of each day, I want to ask yourself, what have you done today to save the republic? That's a very simple question. Everybody has to get politically engaged. Boyle and Gorka finished the interview discussing Glenn Youngkin's recent victory in Virginia over Terry McAuliffe. Boyle mentioned the need to hold elected Republicans like Youngkin accountable once in office. I said Glenn Youngkin won because he understood in the last 3 weeks that this is a culture war. He pivoted off economics and pivoted against CRT, and he said, I'm gonna ban it day one as governor, Gorka said. Well, you better, Glenn Youngkin, you better be serious. Because you will be measured by the rhetoric and not by the renos who surround you. I think he's a good guy, but we are watching you. The people of Virginia are watching you, and we will measure you by whether you deliver, Gorka said. And he's got the state house now, so there's absolutely no excuse. But Virginia should be the model, and we can do it everywhere. If everyone who loves America gets engaged, either run for local office, or support somebody who does make a difference. And together we will win. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.